charities and the rest, it's all fake. He's plausible, and he's cunning, and he's not to be trusted.
I believe my wife was planning to murder Miss Dunbar.
Indeed.
Maria was bitterly jealous of Grace and of the influence she had over me.
Ah, yes, the hospitals, the charity work, the famine relief. Cummings furnished me with a list, most impressive.
Yeah, well, my wife had never been able to turn my mind in that direction.
And so, she was jealous?
Mr. Holmes, she was crazy with hatred.
Well, that fact seems to have eluded Miss Dunbar, at least until their final meeting.
Well, Maria was a clever woman, well able to keep her feelings hidden.
Except from you, seemingly.
You don't get far in this life unless you can see under the skin of people.
Very true.
I think that there was a scuffle, the gun went off and shot the woman who was holding it.
But Miss Dunbar denies any such thing.
Well, that's not necessarily final, is it?
What do you mean?
I mean, she would have been bewildered, in shock. She could easily have hurried home and hidden the gun, not knowing what she was doing.
And now she's trying to lie her way out of it?
Well, yes. Yes, exactly.
Here you are, Doctor. The gun room. Very impressive, Mr. Ferguson. There are over 300 handguns in the collection. The earliest is 14th century Chinese.
Mm-hmm. A rich man's hobby.
I suppose so.
And the murder weapon?
An 18th century Spanish revolver. I identified it for the police.
As part of this collection?
I knew it at once.
You're familiar with all these guns?
Part of my duties.
As private secretary? An unusual part?
Mr. Gibson is an unusual man.
Where is it kept?
Oh, cabinet number 10.
You don't keep these cabinets locked?
Mr. Gibson's orders.
What about ammunition? Is that more secure?
Most of the collection's kept loaded at all times.
Good God. Do you approve of that?
One does not disapprove of the senator.
Not openly.
The police still have the gun, of course, but I can show you the case here.
Thank you. This case is made for two guns.
Yes.
Then where's the other one?
I'm afraid I don't know.
The second gun is missing.
Yeah. I thought that might interest you.
This is an interesting case all round. What else did you discover?
I'll tell you when we get to where we're going.
What is this place?
It's Mr. Bates' private firing range.
Is the entire household obsessed with guns?
Your gold king certainly is. He has his own range, indoors. Mechanical targets, soundproof shields, all the latest gadgets.
Whereas Mr. Bates amuses himself with empty bottles perched on a wall. Intriguing contrast. Why are we here?
Because it's a good way from the house. We can talk unobserved.
Well, hardly unremarked. I don't suppose many visitors of Thorpe Place end up here.
No, I thought of that. I borrowed these from Bates. Not as exotic as anything from the Gibson collection, but just as effective.
He wasn't surprised.
I tell him the target practice helped you think.
And he believed you.
Why shouldn't he? It's no stranger than playing the violin, starving yourself, or sitting up all night smoking.
A devotee of the Strand magazine, is he?
I have my followers, just as you have yours now. The governess, Miss Dunbar. The estate manager, Mr. Bates. The private secretary, Mr. Ferguson. And Mr. J. Neil Gibson.
I see we've been thinking on parallel lines.
Choose your weapon, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you, Dr. Watson. Bullets?
Already loaded.
Ah.
Shall we?
Lead on. Now, what's it to be? Got 20 paces and turn and fire?
Yeah, sounds about right.
20. Miss Dunbar is innocent.
Your reasoning.
Imagine yourself in her character.
All right.
In a cold, premeditated fashion, you're about to get rid of a rival.
I planned it. I've written the note to lure her to the bridge. I have my gun.
You face her and you shoot, workmanlike and complete. What do you do next?
I get rid of the murder weapon.
By the quickest, cleanest method.
I throw it in the stream.
Of course you do. You're not going to do anything so stupid as take it home and hide it carefully in the first place where anyone's going to search.